and Mademoiselle Grollo had come to Atlanta from Paris. And I don't know through what connection she found Mother.
Uh-huh.
Well, Mother had traveled extensively, had studied harp and piano and had done piano and had gone to school in France. Mm-hmm. Because the grandfather that came here to build the capital, mm-hmm. the contractor, Huff, my mother's mm-hmm. father, he was at lunch at the Kimball House, and two men were having an argument. And grandfather got up to separate them and was shot and killed.
Is that right?
Right there in the restaurant at the Kimball House. So after that, grandmother, whom we called C. Granny, because she was always traveling, and when she came back to Atlanta, it would always be, "We're going to see Granny." And so the children
great?
Picked it up as
see Granny.
So she was see Granny. So from then on, she traveled. Mother was in school. So through the whatever connection, I don't know, but anyway, Grollo mm-hmm. ended up at our house. And for the three of us children, she came three times a week in the late afternoon and stayed for supper.
Daddy spoke no
French whatsoever. And he said to Mother, he said, "Hortense, do I have to have this for dinner? You may teach the children all the French you wish, but I don't want to eat with it." But that was, and then the Book of Knowledge at that time had a page in every volume that was French with its translation and little pictures, which we, because that to me was one of the finest books that ever was in this world. That vintage, I don't even know what it looks like now, but of that vintage.
The World Book is something like that.
Is it something like that?
Except it's more scholarly, but it's, but I remember the Book of Knowledge. Oh, I had a lot of fun with that.
I think sometimes at these book sales that the university women have, that I'm going to buy a set of the Book of Knowledge, because with all the estates that are being closed out, they're bound to be sets that are going begging. So the French I had, and Mother spoke, she spoke French in the house, and so we picked up.
Sure.
We were familiar with it. But then when I get in the sophomore year at high school, we suddenly are faced with learning phonetics. And I was so confused, I never did get it. I mean, I never learned one thing about the phonetics, because having the words already in my mind, the phonetics didn't mean anything
to
me. So I just skipped over it. It worked in reverse.
Right.
Therefore, I failed French.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a shame?
But that was it. I did not know the phonics, therefore I couldn't do it. Is there a difference between phonics and phonetics?
Well, yes. Phonics is a broader, phonic transcription is a much broader transcription. A phonetic transcription is a fine transcription.
Mm-hmm.
It tries to record all of the shades of variation. And we teach really in English, we teach it kind of a broad, kind of a phonic transcription rather than close phonetics, because it's like you get the apparatus so complicated that the apparatus is more complicated than the subject matter itself.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm studying Norwegian now, and it's by myself with tapes, and I find that the phonetics, I get a little impatient sometimes because I see the mistakes they're making in the phonetics, but the mistakes they're making are really just making it broad enough and not letting it get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, well, you should have certainly gotten an A in the course, and if you get an F, you're speaking French at home.
That was the end of that.
I wanted to ask you about this Adams. Your great grandfather.
Oh, Stephen.
Stephen Adams.
Mm-hmm.
Is he mentioned in the? Have you ever checked Mississippi in the Botanica?
Yes, he is in it. I have never done it, Mother.